JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So dairy time, it's okay. It's down a smidge, but it's not the end of the world, is it?
No, I think it pretty much as steady as she goes outcome in the global dairy trade auction this morning. So they're moving into the high volume part of the season. But I would have thought steady pricing, take the volatility out of those results there. That would be a pretty good or desired outcome, wouldn't it? And the price index is down 0.3%. So I think that satisfies the low volatility outcome, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Hole up a smidge, skim down a smidge, butter down. That's all right.
Yeah. So, I mean, the big grunty product, skim milk powder, down 1.8%. But if you look at the price action, that really continues the range trading we've seen in previous months. And whole milk powder, plus 0.3%. So nothing to see there, really. And I think everyone will be happy with that outcome.
Now, Sky, I'm reading about yesterday. So yep. they're going to chase some money. Is there money out there? I mean, am I putting money into Sky?
Look, they probably, it's a big part of the index. And when stocks are a large part of the index, that people tend to want to sort of replicate where the index is. So maybe at the margins, though, people make a call. Mm. They hit the headlines yesterday ahead of their results. So it's big report week this week, but they've got in ahead of their report. They said they've gone into a trading halt, said they expect to make a material announcement regarding a capital raise, so raising more money, as you say, not debt, but equity. The thing is, Mike, there's been a bit of market speculation. I think it might have been the Australian newspaper that was talking about a possible capital raise. Sky City said they aren't ready to make any announcement, not in a position to do that yet, so to maintain an orderly market, they halted trading. They did say that the 25-year results will be consistent with guidance. Look, Mike, there has been a bit of market chatter around the possibility, I'd call it chatter, about the possibility of asset sales, things like selling off their car parks to raise money. From a market point of view, the probability of a capital raise, I think, probably been downplayed. Now it looks like a distinct possibility. Yesterday's release was very firm in the position that a decision hadn't been made yet. But results announcement Thursday, all will be revealed then. Look, if they have to raise the money, they probably will get it.
Okay, business inflation and these price pressures are still a thing, aren't they?
Yeah, this is the producer price index, Mike. It doesn't get the press coverage that CPI does, but it gives us a window into the price pressure being faced by businesses. And I thought there were some really interesting aspects of this data release yesterday. First, there is still price pressure. The price that producers charged is up 4.2% on a year ago. That's well above CPI inflation. But if you look at their input prices, that was up 4.5%. So notice one's higher than the other. In other words, in simple terms, they're absorbing some of the input cost increases. The other key takeaway, Mike, price pressures in the farming sector appear to be lessening. The farm index, price index, has now fallen for three consecutive quarters. So at the moment, those guys are getting higher commodity prices and lower input costs, which sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
I reckon. Wish I was a farmer. 25? I mean, everyone says 25. That's not a thing, is it? I mean, what's he going to say is the key?
Exactly. So 25 basis point cut really pretty much universally accepted. I think you just said that I think the neutral
rates... Well, I think you did. Am I misquoting you?
I think there's a difference here. I think neutral might be a little bit higher than that. What I'm doing is questioning whether or not we need to go to 2.5 to give the economy a boost.
We do.
A bit of a confidence.
I thought you and I were agreed on that. Don't come on the program, start changing your mind, flip-flopping all over the place.
Not flip-flopping, Mike. I'm saying there's a difference between where the rate should go and what neutral is, the long-term neutral. But the key issue here, Mike, is today is whether there's any reference to the weaker economy, because you've got this conundrum. They've got surplus capacity, but they've got a higher than desirable inflation in the short term.
Yes.
Mike, one real interesting point. Problematic inflation, where's it coming from? Food prices. Why are food prices higher? Because our exporters are doing well.
Yes.
It's one of these things you can't have your cake and eat it too, can you?
Well, you can't afford cake, and that's the problem, isn't it? And that's what Christy needs to sort out today. What are the numbers?
The US market's a little bit weak, actually. The Dow Jones is down 73 points. 44,838. That's 0.16%. But the S&P 500 is up 40. Is down 43 points, 0.67%, 6405. The poor old Nasdaq's been sold a little bit more. It's down 1.4%. Nvidia under a little bit of pressure. That's 305 points, 21,325. The FTSE 100 overnight gained 0.33%, 9189, 31 points up. The Nikkei was down 0.38%. 43,546. A little change in the Shanghai Composite, 3727. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.7%, 8896, down 63 points. And the NZX 50 down 42 points yesterday, 0.32%, 12,928. Kiwi dollar weakening off a little bit against the US, 5902 against the US, 0.9137 against the Aussie, 0.5062 against the euro, 0.4373 against the pound. Those London holidays are getting more expensive. Japanese yen, 86.98. Gold trading at $3,317. And Brent crude, you like this, though.
Yes, bring it on.
$65.70.
I'll take it. Go well. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz.